WUMAL News at 7, I'm Heather Curtis. President Donald Trump says the U.S. will pull out of an international treaty designed to regulate global arms trade, and that's not sitting well with the chair of the House Foreign Affairs Committee.
Representative Elliot Engel calls the president's decision to abandon the U.N. arms trade treaty abhorrent, and he says it's a politically motivated appeasement of the NRA that will haunt the U.S. Trump made the announcement in Indianapolis at an NRA gathering where he also pledged to block foreign bureaucrats from trampling, as he put it, on your Second Amendment freedoms. The UN adopted the Arms Trade Treaty in 2013. It applies international standards to the sale of conventional weapons by encouraging assessments of how those arms would ultimately be used. Linda Kenyon, Washington.
Reagan National Airport's hosting a full-scale emergency drill today.
The drill will simulate the crash of an aircraft on an airport runway. It will include simulation of the aircraft fire suppression and mass casualty triage and transport to local hospitals. Drills are required every 3 years by the Federal Aviation Administration. Activities will be concentrated on the south side of Reagan National Airport in a controlled area near Runway 4. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
You may want to avoid the outer loop of the Beltway over Suitland Road later today. Starting at 3 this afternoon, there'll be lane closures as Maryland State Highway crews work on a bridge replacement project.
Saturday, we're going to be shifting lanes on that outer loop of the Beltway. Motorists can expect single, double, and even triple lane closures at times between 3 p.m. and 9 a.m. Sunday morning.
Spokesperson Charlie Gishler says the most intrusive closures will be done in the late evening and overnight hours. If you have old medications in your cabinet that you're not using, you can get rid of them today. Police departments across the nation are collecting them for National Drug Take-Back Day. Maryland State Police spokesperson Ron Snyder says turning in your meds helps ensure they don't get in the wrong hands.
Oftentimes, you know, these medications, you know, stay in the medicine cabinet for months, even years at a time, and you know, they can get in the hands of children or people that are seeking to use them for unintended purposes other than what they were prescribed for.
You can drop your old meds off at police stations around our area from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. today. Three children are the unintended victims of a police shooting in Oklahoma yesterday. Police say the children were hit when an officer fired a man suspected of robbing a restaurant. The suspect was in a truck with the children. Police haven't said how seriously they were injured or what prompted the shooting. In sports, the Redskins pick up wide receiver Terry McLaurin with the 76th overall pick in the draft. Coach Jay Gruden talks about the selection.
Really, you're talking about an all-around player. That's why we like him so much. He's a guy that is great in the locker room. He's been a captain, leader, sets a standard as far as work ethic's concerned.
That draft continues today, and the Nats fell to the Padres 4-3, game two in that series today. The UVA men's basketball team says it respectfully declines an invitation to the White House after its NCAA championship win. Coach Tony Bennett says with several players either pursuing pro opportunities or moving on from UVA, it would be difficult, if not impossible, to get everyone back together. Traffic and weather next.
National Clean Out Your Medicine Cabinet Day, founded by DisposeRx, was April 19th. But you can still safely dispose of medications using DisposeRx, an easy site-of-use, in-home disposal solution available online. And join WMAL, DisposeRx, and the Drug Enforcement Administration for National Drug Take-Back Day, April 27th at the Health and Wellness Expo in Sterling, Virginia. Bring any expired prescription or over-the-counter medications for collection, plus free vision and hearing exams, free screenings for blood pressure, and more. Visit WMAL.com/events.
Message and data rates may apply.
Two short months ago, the world was in a complete frenzy over the market disruption. And now everything is A-OK, just peachy, right? We think not. Actually, not even close. Investors could be in for a rude awakening sooner than you may think. Don't commit the costly mistake so many other clueless retirees are going to make, getting caught with their pants around their ankles. For a limited time, you can get a 100% free copy of the Roadmap to Safe Retirement Income ebook from Knight Strategic Wealth. You cannot find this ebook anywhere else, and you'll want to read what's inside. It's a step-by-step plan for anyone over the age of 55 who would like to enjoy a stress-free retirement. Text FREE to 48542 and we'll send this eye-opening guide to you instantly. If you want to be able to enjoy life comfortably and never run out of the means to do so, then the Roadmap to Safe Retirement Income is just for you. Text FREE to 48542. Text FREE to 48542.
7:05 WMAL traffic and weather. Here's Michelle Murray in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
In Virginia, on the inner loop of the Beltway, still the accident activity between the Springfield Interchange and Braddock Road, blocking the two left lanes and the far right lane. Traffic is getting by in the center of the roadway. Use caution there. Now, also, we're getting reports of a disabled vehicle in Prince George's County, westbound on 50 at Kenilworth Avenue in the right lane. Watch for some slow traffic there. And we're starting to see some delays on northbound 295 between Malcolm X Avenue and the Suitland Parkway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today, a wind advisory is in effect until 3 p.m. Sunny and breezy, a high in the upper 60s. Tonight, a chance of showers, a low around 52. Right now, 55 degrees in Washington. I'm Heather Curtis on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Attention, if you own money to the IRS, this is an urgent message. The IRS is cracking down this year by sending out heart-stopping letters, aggressively garnishing paychecks, seizing bank accounts, and putting liens on homes and businesses. They call it enforced compliance. And you'd better watch out, because penalties and interest on unpaid taxes compound daily, making it seem impossible to ever get out of debt. Don't let tax debt destroy your life. You need to call Optima Tax Relief, the number one tax resolution firm. They are experts in the Fresh Start Initiative, one of the biggest breaks the IRS has ever offered. If you qualify, you could save thousands, even tens of thousands. Optima's resolved over $500 million of tax debt for their clients. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and will fight to get you the best deal possible. Call Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-908-1755. That's 800-908-1755. 800-908-1755.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
I wish this double chin would just go away. Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and this Mother's Day, your wish is our command with Genucel's outrageous Mother's Day sale. Double chin, sagging jawlines, turkey necks, they're real problems until now. Introducing the new Genucel jawline treatment formulated with MDL technology. Robin from Lubbock, Texas wrote in and said, I put that jawline cream on my neck like 2 or 3 days ago, and that's the best my neck has looked in over 20 years. Several people told me my face looks younger. I'm blown away. Good for you, Robin. Sure, you could buy expensive or harsh treatments to look younger, but why would you do that? From now until Mother's Day, the Genucel jawline treatment is yours absolutely free when you order the classic Genucel for eye bags and puffiness. And with its instant effects, you're going to see results in the first 12 hours guaranteed, or you get your money back. Go to Genucel.com, that's Genucel.com, or call 800-525-2720. 800-525-2720, a surprise Mother's Day premium gift is yours for free with all orders. 800-525-2720, or visit Genucel.com, that's Genucel.com.
Now, the Saturday Morning Update. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
You are listening to the Saturday Morning Update. It is great to have you with us, and it is always great to have John Gizzi join us because he is the White House correspondent and chief political columnist at Newsmax.com and also the resident historian on the Saturday Morning Update. John, good morning.
Good morning to you. It's prom night tonight.
Well, I'm sure you're going to have a great time tonight because at the White House Correspondents' Dinner, there is not going to be the traditional comedian. It's going to be a what?
It's going to be an historian. That's right. Someone who knows the history of White House press coverage and of the dinner itself. So he'll have some interesting stories to tell. I'm looking forward to learning more myself.
Well, let us turn to someone who wants to be in the White House. That is Joe Biden, making his announcement official on Thursday. And your perspective, John, I mean, you've been watching the Democratic race. You've been watching Joe Biden through his years in the Senate and on Capitol Hill. So your take on the Biden entry into the presidential race.
Well, the fact that I remember Joe Biden's first election to the Senate in 1972 speaks more about him than me. It says we're a lot older than we used to be. And in his case, the man from Delaware was 30 years old, the minimum constitutional age to serve in the Senate, when he pulled off the upset of the year and defeated two-term Republican Senator J. Caleb Boggs. His previous position was as a Newcastle County councilman. Joe Biden essentially grew up and matured in the U.S. Senate. He served there until 2008. Now, think about that for a little bit. That's 36 years in the Senate, during which time he chaired the Senate Judiciary Committee and the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. He tried to run for president twice himself. In 1988, when he was forced out because of a tape showing him giving an ersatz background of his life story that was actually cribbed from the life story of then British Labour Party leader Neil Kinnock. The jokes were many as the Delaware senator was forced out of the race, among them that he was finally writing his autobiography to be entitled Iacocca. He made another stab at the presidential nomination in 2008, and as Governor Mike Huckabee of Arkansas recalled, he got less votes than Sarah Palin did running for mayor of Wasilla, Alaska, in his primary campaign in 2008. But he did get quite a consolation prize to be the running mate of eventual winner Barack Obama. Now, I cite this not because I'm a Biden historian, but because we find that parties nominate candidates with long resumes who've been on the scene a long time. Bob Dole, John McCain, John Kerry, even Hillary Clinton when she made her second bid for the presidency in 2016. And there's something about a resume that's too long or when someone's been in the public eye for too many years. The voters have already grown tired of them. If you look at recent presidents prior to the incumbent, they were all in public life for a number of years, but they certainly had not made it a lifetime job before going to the presidency. Of course, there's Joe Biden's age. At 78, he will be the oldest president elected in history, older than Donald Trump was when he came in his early 70s. And another final factor about Joe Biden, running in the Democratic Party without scandal in 1988, he might well have been the nominee and run a very strong race against George H.W. Bush. But the Democratic Party was a different kettle of fish then. Bill Clinton found out 4 years later that someone who was a different kind of Democrat, meaning a moderate, could be nominated. Joe Biden in many ways is a moderate. He speaks for the working class, for unions. He is someone who has a middle class approach to issues. In Delaware, for example, in the 70s, when school busing disrupted many homes, so that schools could have a racial balance, Joe Biden stood with parents to oppose this practice. This would lead later to some highly critical assessments from civil rights groups and black political leaders. In addition, as Judiciary Committee chairman, he did not allow witnesses favorable to Anita Hill, the lady who challenged Clarence Thomas on the grounds of alleged sexual harassment. He since apologized for that, and Ms. Hill, or Dr. Hill, I should say, has said, sorry isn't enough. In other words, the Democratic Party has moved to the left from what it was in Joe Biden's heyday, and the question is whether someone like him, clearly more centrist than, say, Bernie Sanders or Kamala Harris or so many other names we're watching, can ever be nominated again. It will be one of the defining moments of the campaign of 2020.
John, some intrigue around comments made by Mike Pompeo, the Secretary of State, about the Prime Minister of Libya, and comments by the National Security Advisor, John Bolton. And they're not necessarily on the same page?
No, they're not. And this is something that has official Washington perplexed. Let me see if I can keep it short and sweet and understandable. At the beginning of the month, the Secretary of State put out a strong and very routine statement expressing U.S. support for the regime of Libyan Prime Minister Sarraj that is based in Tripoli. Meanwhile, the militia led by Field Marshal Haftar, which controls the western part of Libya and the central part of the oil-rich nation, had launched a spirited attack to finally bring down the government and take over Tripoli. On the week before Easter, specifically that Monday, the president had a private conversation with Field Marshal Haftar. This was arranged by National Security Advisor John Bolton. 4 days later, as people were preparing to celebrate on Good Friday, the White House released a readout on the president's conversation with the renegade warlord, in which he praised him as a fighter against terrorism and had nothing but praise for Field Marshal Haftar, using the title that Mr. Haftar likes so much. In other words, the administration, the Oval Office, President and National Security Advisor, put out words and signals that, if not directly, came pretty close to contradicting U.S. policy and the Secretary of State. This has prompted calls from Democrats on Capitol Hill, from Republicans such as Senator Lindsey Graham, and other world leaders, back off of Haftar, leave the Libyan situation alone.
John, the battle of the subpoenas continues between the administration and the Congress. What is the precedent for a situation where the executive branch allowed testimony within the executive branch, but now they're trying to claim executive privilege when it goes outside of the executive branch to the Congress?
There was an actual time when committee staffers could come in and arrest people in the executive and seize the material that they wanted. This has rarely, if ever, been enforced by Congress or congressional committees, and it is doubtful that the Judiciary Committee under Chairman Jerry Nadler would pursue this policy. At very best, it would probably end up in court and eventually trying to answer the age-old question, how far does the reach of executive privilege go? For my part, this reporter finds that the administration is not going to retreat, barring a court order, and that it's going to maintain all the papers, subpoenas, notwithstanding. They're eyeball to eyeball on Pennsylvania Avenue. We just have to wait to see who blinks.
John Gizzi, White House correspondent, chief political columnist at Newsmax.com. Enjoy the White House Correspondents' Dinner, John.
I certainly look forward to it and to learning a little bit more and to seeing a lot of my old friends.
Thank you, John, and have a good time. We got Cheryl Atkinson coming up next, but first, Michelle Murray's in the WMAL Traffic Center.
In Virginia, we still have the accident activity on the inner loop of the Beltway between the Springfield Interchange and Braddock Road. Only the two center lanes getting through this accident scene, so watch for delays there. In Loudoun County, the earlier accident at Belmont Ridge Road at Evergreen Mills Road cleared, and the roadway has been reopened. In Maryland, watch out for a disabled vehicle westbound on 50 at 295 Kenilworth Avenue in the right lane. Watch for some slow traffic there. Starting to see some slow traffic as well on northbound 295 between Malcolm X Avenue and the Suitland Parkway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Chilly out there this morning, but we'll have sunshine this afternoon. Breezy today, high 69. Sunshine tomorrow afternoon, high of 76. Clouds on Monday and Tuesday, up to 66 Monday, 85 on Tuesday. 52 right now, going up to 69, and it's 719 on the Saturday morning update.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
The Saturday morning update continues, and it is always great to have Cheryl Atkinson join us. As you know, she authored The Smear. She is the host of Full Measure. That is tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock on ABC7. And Cheryl, good morning.
Good morning.
We often talk about the national media. Obviously, you wrote the book, The Smear, and you have a poll that you have conducted on trust in the national media, and I think it's got some very interesting results that you're sharing with us on the show tomorrow.
It does. This is an exclusive poll, and people are probably saying, well, we know that trust in the media is low. That's nothing new. But I think there were some surprises in this poll. I'll just give you one hint. This means Democrats and Republicans alike largely agree on some of these matters because the numbers are so big. when it comes to things like, we ask, do you think national political reporters are reporting the facts or advancing their own ideological agenda? And the vast majority say advancing their own ideological agenda. And likewise, another big number was, I was kind of surprised at, we asked if you think a reporter who likes a candidate personally and found out something bad about the candidate would report it. And most people, Democrats and Republicans, said no. They think the reporter would hide that. So that's a serious problem. But we'll also talk to Frank Sesno. I worked with him at CNN. He was a bureau chief and a White House correspondent. He now teaches at the George Washington University. And he'll put forth, you know, a defense of journalism in the media. I mean, he's critical, but he also thinks maybe we are sometimes too critical. And we'll hear from him as well as we give these poll numbers on Sunday.
You know, it's really troubling because when I try and put the show together for Saturday, I would like to make sure that the news that I have and the quotes that I am quoting are accurate. And it's just really troubling to get accurate information and know that you can trust it. And is this a cycle or a phase we're going through? Is it going to come back around or is it just going to fragment and get worse?
Well, I'd like to think, you know, we're going to continue to have outliers and problems, I'm sure. But I'd like to think that what comes of all this is a move towards some sources, more toward straight news, reporting the facts, kind of just going down the middle of following the facts where they lead. People still want that, even if they like to listen to their MSNBC and CNN or Fox. They still want a place, I think, by and large, where they can go that they feel it's just going to give you where the story led, not where they took you. And I hear that all the time, and I know people are working on that, you know, that idea, some people in our industry, seeing how they could make that fly and what kind of outlet that would be. So I hope that's the outcome in the near future.
Opioids in the news so much, Cheryl, and of course a lot of people will start on pain medication, it's prescribed, and all of a sudden they find that they are abusing pain medications and opioids. And you've got a story tomorrow that might shed a positive light on things that could happen in the future.
Well, yes, you know, because of the problem with opioids, a lot of people who aren't connected to the pharmaceutical industry are looking for alternatives. And we're speaking to a therapist. Her ideas are catching on. She's speaking around the country about relieving pain without opioids or prescription drugs at all. And she has some fascinating stats about studies and effectiveness, and she claimed that a regimen of non-prescription over-the-counter pain relievers is proven to work better many times than opioids, but the doctors, she says, too often rush to just prescribe the opioids. Her regimen includes working on diet, which helps with inflammation when people are injured and in pain. She works on balancing the body and exercise, things like that. And these are all things that carry no risk of side effects, of course, because it's not medicine. It's more different kinds of therapies and changing your diet. And it works for a lot of people, and it works better. So we're going to hear from her tomorrow. I mean, who else is going to promote this idea? Because no one's making money off the idea of not using drugs. And you'll be able to see that on Full Measure.
At your blog, you have a story, a headline, 10 Factors Making Russia Election Interference the Most Enduring Scandal of the Obama Era. And you go into quite a bit of detail, but you did bring up a couple of points I want to hit real quick. And number one, missed opportunity. And tell us what you mean by that.
Well, you know, I look back. If it's true, as Mueller decided, the special counsel, that there was no collusion or even coordination between Trump or any American in Russia, then this whole Russian interference in our election that Democrats and Republicans largely seem to think happened on Obama's watch and on the watch of the very people that then turned around and tried to blame or frame or however you want to look at it, Donald Trump, like the head of the CIA, the head of the Director of National Intelligence, Brennan, Clapper, and all of them. And you go back with a timeline and wonder what were they doing as far back as fall of 2015 when they reported that Russia was getting into the Democrats' computers, supposedly, but they decided not to confiscate the computer systems. The Democrats wouldn't let them have the computers to examine a few months later when there were the emails that supposedly got hacked. These are things that are puzzling in terms of if you're really protecting national security, unless you're asleep at the switch or distracted by politics, why wouldn't you have taken care of business to try to avoid what ultimately they say happened? And one other point besides missed opportunities was, normally, and I brought this first brought this up maybe a year and a half ago in an interview with Senator Lindsey Graham, if indeed they thought Trump's campaign or any campaign was being targeted by the Russians, I was told by internal intelligence officials the thing you would do is to go to the campaign, warn them, tell them, we think you may be targeted. Have you had any suspicious approaches? Please let us know. We want to work with you. You're protecting national security. You're not trying to implicate and see whether the campaign can be captured in some sort of sting operation. So that whole thing was not only suspicious, but in retrospect, it seems to me a missed opportunity if they really were trying to keep our elections from being interfered with.
Well, you mentioned back to 2015, and you point out in the article that on October 18th of 2016, President Obama made a comment declaring that no serious person would suggest America's elections could be rigged. Quote, there's no evidence that that has happened in the past or that there are instances in which that will happen this time.
I liken that to the wrongheadedness of his ISIS is the JV team comment. I mean, how could you be more wrong? And in this case, he was responding to the question of whether votes could be tampered with domestically or something like that. But what I point out is this was in the middle of what they later claimed was what they knew and believed was Russia's interference. Why would the president have brought it up, addressed it, drawn attention to it? And in fact, the steps that they say he did take were things like he told Putin to stop that and things like that. And even the Washington Post noted that that was, of course, highly ineffective. So I do think this will be, in retrospect, one of the most enduring scandals of many during the Obama administration.
Cheryl Atkinson, host of Full Measure. Catch it tomorrow morning, ABC 7 at 10 o'clock. Thank you, Cheryl.
Thanks a lot, Rick.
I'm sorry I laughed at that, but I can just imagine Barack Obama on the phone with Vladimir Putin going, stop that now, will you? We have Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer and KT McFarland coming up next after the 7:30 news.
Locally owned Novec has the most reliable power in the region. And we all know how important being reliable is.
Especially with my electricity.
Novec provides electricity from multiple renewable sources.
Yeah!
And will soon include even more solar.
That's great!
And Novec offers convenient 24/7 online services.
I can pay my bill anytime, anywhere.
Novec.
Power you can trust.
Whether you're buying a home or trying to lower your interest rate, finding the right mortgage company is often stressful and time-consuming. Listen this Saturday to the Mortgage Radio Show at 1 p.m. and now on Sunday at 3 p.m. The Mortgage Radio Show is your trusted source for mortgage news. Every weekend, host Teresa Strasser and Sean Metter will give you helpful tools for finding the right mortgage product to fit your needs. So tune in to WMAL every Saturday at 1 p.m. or Sunday at 3 p.m. for the latest rates and information from Network Capital Funding here on WMAL.
You like a good fit. We get it. Your best running shoes, your lucky cap, your favorite pair of jeans. Your favorite things feel made for you. Your education should too. University of Maryland University College was founded more than 70 years ago to serve working adults and the military. Today, we continue that tradition by offering frequent start dates so you can get started on your schedule with convenient online learning and by providing no-cost online resources, replacing most textbooks because a college education can work for your wallet too. University of Maryland University College, State University, Global Campus, made for you. UMUC's undergraduate business programs were designed with you in mind. Take advantage of bachelor's degrees in fields like accounting, finance, human resources management, marketing, and more. Grow the skills today that will help you become a leader tomorrow. Visit umuc.edu/radio. Certified to operate in Virginia by CHEV.
Hey, it's Eric Stewart, realtor with the Eric Stewart Group of Long and Foster, and from Pointing You Home, heard right here on WMAL. For the past 30 years, I've been helping individuals just like you sell their homes. I've put together my Market Ready Guide that will teach you the basics, like market timing and what home renovations give you the highest return. These sell for $19.99, but if you're one of the first 20 callers, I'm going to give it to you for free and free shipping. Pick up your phone right now and call 800-900-9104. That's 800-900-9104.
What's the best way to grow your money? While you're sleeping. It's called your investment income. Need good fiduciary advice? Go to GrahamCapitalWealth.com.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Your shot at $1,000. Four times a day. 4K a day on WMAL, a Cumulus station. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7:30. I'm Heather Curtis. The FBI is looking into a finding in the Mueller report that Russians hacked into at least one Florida county before the 2016 election. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis and Senator Rick Scott will meet with the FBI to learn more.
The FBI believes that this operation enabled the GRU, which is the Russian military hackers, to gain access to the network of at least one Florida county government. We don't know which county. That will be among the many questions these officials will be asking the FBI once they get their meeting, which we understand will take place in the coming week or coming weeks.
Correspondent Alex Marquardt. Scary moments at the National Archives after an arsonist placed a gas container against the building Thursday night and lit a fire. A statement issued by the archives says security officers were able to put it out. Nobody was injured. It's time to clean out your medicine cabinet. It's National Drug Take-Back Day. Police departments around our area are collecting old prescription meds. Maryland State Police spokesperson Ron Schneider says the collections are part of an effort to curb the opioid epidemic.
Because what happens is that many times people are looking for such medications in medicine cabinets.
You can drop your old meds off at police stations from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. today. In sports, the Redskins pick up wide receiver Terry McLaurin. Coach Jay Gruden says he learned a lot about McLaurin at Pro Day.
Watching Terry run around, when you watch him on tape, you don't necessarily see that blazing speed, but when you watch him in person, you feel it, and he can run. And
the draft continues today, and the Nats fall to the Padres 4-3, Game 2 in that series today at 4:05. Up next, traffic and weather on WMAL.
Fast, reliable internet. Is that important to your business?
We couldn't work without it.
At Comcast Business, we go beyond fast with amazing solutions and a great deal.
What kind of solutions?
Well, how about automatic 4G LTE backup for complete reliability?
I like the sound of that. What else?
Powerful Wi-Fi that keeps your employees connected and bandwidth you can allocate between your customers and employees.
I didn't know Comcast Business did that.
Oh, I'm not done yet. Advanced voice solutions at affordable prices. How about business TV that keeps customers entertained?
Okay, I'm convinced. But didn't you say something about a great deal?
Right now, get started with 75 megabit internet for $59.95 per month for 2 years when you add one voice mobility line. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Offer ends 6/2/19. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change. Backup limited to up to 8 hours.
Alban Cat, your local Caterpillar dealer, has the deals that will help put yellow in your lot and green in your wallet. With 0% financing for 48 months or cash back, you could be sitting in a skid steer, compact track loader, or mini excavator today. To find a solution that best fits your needs, visit our showroom on Hornbaker Road in Manassas. Or visit digwithcat.com. That's digwithcat.com. Dealer territory restrictions may apply.
It's 7:33, WMAL traffic and weather. Here's Michelle Murray in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Looks like the situation is improving a bit on the Beltway in Virginia on the inner loop. The accident between the Springfield Interchange and Braddock Road. Now the accident is confined to the two left lanes and the right shoulder. Looks like volume is starting to move a little bit better through the area. Now, there is an accident now reported in Prince George's County, eastbound on 50 at the 301 Maryland 3 exit, exit 13 in the left lane. Use some caution there. Earlier accident in Loudoun County, Belmont Ridge Road cleared at Evergreen Mills Road. All travel lanes are open. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today, a wind advisory is in effect until 3 p.m., sunny and breezy, a high in the upper 60s. Right now, 55 degrees in Washington. I'm Heather Curtis on WMAL.
Hi, this is Simon Hamilton, co-host of WMAL's Wise Investor Show. Remember to check out our annual Outlook seminar by logging on to thewiseinvestorgroup.com and clicking on Annual Seminar. The goal of our seminar is clear. We'll leave economic predictions to the talking heads and instead help you understand what the markets themselves are telling us. Log in and see how the evidence suggests you can be positioned to properly balance potential return with risk management.
Simon Hamilton and the Wise Investor Group are affiliated with Robert W. Baird & Company, Incorporated.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor. Thinking about selling your home? Well, the first thing you need to do is call an experienced agent who will guarantee your success in writing. Bring you the most buyers, sell your home fast, and for top dollar. Agent selection matters. That's why I only recommend you call Sarah and Debbie Reynolds with Keller Williams. Don't risk losing cash or equity or having your home sit on the market. Sarah and Debbie Reynolds sell a home every 5 hours. In fact, they are so confident they're going to sell your home at 100% of your asking price, or they'll pay you the difference, guaranteed in writing. The Reynolds team can help you with any size home or price range because they have over 8,000 buyers in their exclusive database. Sarah and Debbie may already have your home sold. Call Sarah and Debbie Reynolds right now at 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD, or visit DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com or 844-344-SOLD.
So you've been thinking about stepping out and buying your first home. You've probably even done the math. You could handle the monthly payments. It's just that big down payment that's holding you back. That's where NASA Federal can help. Yeah, that NASA. The NASA Federal Launchpad Home Loan was built for people just like you. There's no down payment and no monthly private mortgage insurance. Yeah, zero down and zero PMI. And you don't have to work for NASA to get one. You just need to call 855-374-NASA or visit nasafcu.com/374. That's 855-374-NASA or nasafcu.com/374. Get into that new home with zero down, zero PMI, and a little help from NASA Federal. That's smart. NASA smart. For more information, call 855-374-NASA or click nasafcu.com/374. Equal housing lender. Offer valid on approved credit for primary residences. Membership eligibility required. NMLS number 486583.
Saturday morning update, 7:37. I'm Rick Fowler. It's great to be joined by Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer. He is the president of the London Center for Policy Research. Tony, thanks for being with us this morning.
Hey, Rick, always great to be on with you. Thanks for having me.
Hey, you've penned a really cool piece at thehill.com. Headline, How I Learned to Love the Witch Hunt. And I want to play a short clip from Rod Rosenstein. He actually made a speech. You don't see him out in public too much doing that. Made a speech end of the week, and here's what he had to say.
Some critical decisions about that Russia investigation were made before I got there. The previous administration chose not to publicize the full story about Russian computer hackers and social media trolls and how they relate to Russia's broader strategy to undermine America.
Okay, so we've seen the origins of the investigation, we've seen the investigation, and we've seen the conclusions of the investigation. What stands out? When you take all three, put it in perspective, what strikes you the most?
Well, especially when you play that clip from Rod Rosenstein, it kind of points back to the central premise of my piece, Rick, which is there's a glaring black, you know, I actually say in the piece, the one bright spot is the dark hole in the middle of the issue of Mueller, which is the origins of the investigation. Something prompted the entire Russian narrative and Mueller investigation from day one, and Rosenstein alludes to it there in that little clip. Something happened beforehand, and that element is the Steele report, the Steele dossier. And for Mueller to have investigated for years and not looked at the preposition that was required for everything to move forward is completely insane, and I don't believe it was done by accident. Someone of Mueller's reputation and background and experience does not simply forget to examine in detail the documents which served to be the foundation. So when you look at the report, you have to understand that there are three things missing. First, regarding the whole narrative, what role did the Christopher Steele dossier clearly play? And that should have been a clear link, like everything kind of linking A to B, B to C, and so forth. Secondly, who paid for, who established the document? And we all know now that Fusion GPS was the bridge to Steele. And the people who paid for it were the Hillary Clinton campaign and the DNC, the Democrats. And then I think the third factor should have been then how was that information, which is opposition research from a foreign national, then ported over into official channels and used for justification to launch the FISA court warrants against members of the Trump campaign. So, you know, look, I'm a trained investigator. I've done this a day or two. I've done foreign intelligence. And for Mueller, whose organ, you know, when he was director of the FBI, had oversight of all of these issues, at least for the FBI, to not ask and answer these questions is beyond, I don't know how to describe it, but there's a reason why he didn't do it. And I think the reason is this would have inconveniently led back to the previous administration, just like Rod Rosenstein just alluded to in his in the beginning of his speech.
I think it's ironic that Hillary Clinton made some comments this week, very critical of the president and, of course, wanting to see the investigation continue with the Democrats. And, you know, I'm like, look at the pot calling the kettle black here. But want to turn to text messages. This is a Fox News story. Text messages between former FBI officials Peter Strzok and Lisa Page indicate they discussed using briefings to the Trump team after the election. So this is the transition team. Using briefings to identify people they could, quote, develop for potential relationships, track lines of questioning, and, quote, assess changes in demeanor. What does that language say to you?
We're running spy operations against the campaign and the administration. I mean, look, Catherine Herridge did a great kind of expansion of this whole thing this last week. And that's what it is. When you use that lingo and you talk about those things, Rick, that's all what we call developmental operations in the spy world. Essentially, they were assessing people with access agents who then would have given them links to individuals who could provide essentially reporting on internals. And they were trying to go after Vice President Pence's chief of staff. They had a relationship with his wife. And again, this is hardcore spying, domestic spying by the FBI against a political campaign. And again, let's be clear here. There was no clear Russian prerequisite that was ever linked to any of the Trump folks, as Mueller has figured out. But somehow Strzok and Page were talking about how they were working to put essentially what we call assets into the White House, so that they could be reporting assets to them and the FBI. This is unheard of. And again, let me be clear. This is domestic spying by the FBI against a political party.
Not only a political party, but the transition team. I mean, that was the incoming administration, not just a political campaign.
So this is no small thing.
Absolutely. I want to turn to Joe Biden. Obviously, he is a hot topic this week. I think there's a consensus. He's a very likable guy. But, you know, an initial assessment of Joe Biden is, you know, he moved up through the ranks in the Senate 36 years, moved up to the chairmanships. But I just get a sense of 95% of his success was just kind of showing up. You know,
and that's good. I mean, you know, it's not. I mean, look. Full disclosure, I've testified before Senator Biden on Able Danger years ago, and then I run into him periodically. I just saw him a few weeks ago at the Excella Lounge in New York City. He's a nice guy, but I think there's some real problems with his foreign policy. And let me just focus on that. One of the biggest faux pas, and former Secretary of Defense Gates says this, so I'm not alone. That Joe Biden has tended to be on the wrong side of decision-making regarding foreign policy, the most significant of which was the bin Laden raid. He was one of those who was trying to advise President Obama to not conduct the raid, to not take the chance that bin Laden would be there. And his feeling was, obviously, if we're wrong, there'll be a catastrophic downside to the dealing with Pakistan. So, again, I disagree with that point, and I disagree with his judgment saying we shouldn't have done it. So we have to understand, I think, it would bring a timidity to foreign policy that would simply get us back into the Obama years of multiple and sustained failures of policy. So that's my concern about Senator Biden.
And do you think he's going to get tangled up in any of the Obama administration activities? How much, who knew and when they knew it about the investigation into the Trump campaign?
I think anything that he was a party to in the Obama administration, be it foreign policy or anything else, is going to come back to haunt him. And the other thing I'll say, Rick, and this is a little bit out of our conversation scope, but I'll say it because I'm a political science guy and a part-time pundit. I think he's going to be drawn to the left by the larger effort to get the nomination based on how far left the Democrats have gone. I don't think he's going to come through this unscathed, and I think he's going to have to go way left to get the nomination before he has to swing back, and I think that swing is just going to be too extreme.
Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, and we encourage you to check out his piece at The Hill. Great title, How I Learned to Love the Witch Hunt. Tony, thank you very much as always.
Hey, thanks, Rick. Take care.
You bet. 7:45, Saturday Morning Update, WMAL.
Does your smile hold you back from making that great first impression? Hi, I'm Dr. Wayne Miles of Smiles by Miles, and you've heard Chris Plant rave about my office. I've helped thousands by improving the health and appearance of their smile with sedation dentistry. Now it's time to see for yourself. An unsightly smile, poor dental health, I can change all of that. Whatever your needs are, I can create the incredible results you want that you deserve to last for years without passing judgment. Stop procrastinating. Start taking care of yourself and let me help you achieve that goal. Whether you're looking for a gorgeous smile makeover, replacing missing teeth, sleep apnea, or numerous other dental problems, I can turn back the clock and fix all of it. So join the thousands of others who have made the commitment to good health and call 703-925-0800 or go to the web at smilesbymiles.com. That's MYLES.com.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and I want you to meet Denise. Like many others, she suffers from sleep apnea.
I would wake up in the morning feeling very tired, like I hadn't slept at all. I would wake up every morning with a headache, and that feeling basically lasted all day.
It can really take a toll.
I was struggling at work. I'm too tired to do anything at home once I got home, and I didn't know where my life was going.
How were you feeling?
I was desperate at that point.
After trying many options, you discovered Inspire, a sleep apnea solution and alternative to CPAP. Now, how has life been since Inspire?
Things are great. I feel brighter all day.
What's the biggest change you've seen?
I can go to the movies. I can watch a movie on TV, and I see the beginning, middle, and end.
It seems like such a small thing, but sounds like it's made a big impact.
My life is great. Life is just great.
To learn how you can treat sleep apnea without a mask like Denise does and review important safety information, visit inspiresleep.com. That's inspiresleep.com.
Patient testimonials are genuine and typical. However, results may vary.
7:47, time for a check of WMAL traffic and weather. Michelle Murray's in the WMAL Traffic Center.
Looks like that earlier accident on the Beltway on the inner loop in Springfield between the Springfield Interchange and Braddock Road has been moved to the right shoulder. All travel lanes now open and delays have eased in the area. Now, there is an accident right now in Prince George's County, and this is on Route 50, traveling eastbound, approaching the 301 Maryland 3 exit in the left lane. So stay to your right and use caution there. Also, do expect some slow traffic right now as you travel on northbound 295 between Malcolm X Avenue and the Suitland Parkway, and southbound is slow through that same stretch. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Looking for sunshine today, breezy, high 69, sunny tomorrow afternoon, high to 75, clouds on Monday and Tuesday will be up to 66 on Monday, reaching 85 on Tuesday, 53 in D.C., headed to 69 at 7:48.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Cappell here, serial entrepreneur. Doing payroll is no longer a headache for our customer, Jeff.
I've used various payroll providers in the past, and none can hold a candle to Patriot Software. Their software is ridiculously easy to use. The support staff is knowledgeable and courteous. I am very excited that Patriot Software files my tax forms for me, not just providing the forms like other payroll companies do. As a business owner, managing payroll has been a long-time headache that I no longer struggle with thanks to Patriot Software. I definitely rate your company 5 out of 5 stars.
Go to PatriotSoftware.com to get your payroll pricing for up to 100 employees. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll processing free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
PatriotSoftware.com. Accounting and payroll. Keep your time and money.
Hi, I'm Patrick Fingles, owner of New Look Home Design. Every spring I get the same call from homeowners. Patrick, my old roof's leaked through one last winter, but it's done. I need to replace my roof now. A lot of homeowners ask me, can I pay for half the roof now and half later? I get it. Just because you know it's time for a new roof doesn't mean your wallet feels the same way. So I started thinking, why don't you pay me half later and half never? Now through April 30th, we're cutting the price on all roofing materials by 50%. And the 50% you do pay, you can pay me later with 0% financing and no payments for 12 months. We've installed over 30,000 roofs, and every roof comes with a lifetime warranty. Call New Look Home Design at 1-800-279-5300. That's 1-800-279-5300. NewLookHomeDesign.com. Through April 30th, pay half later, half never.
7:50, it's the Saturday morning update on WMAL. I'm Rick Fowler. It is great to be joined by K.T. McFarland. She began her career in public service with Henry Kissinger and most recently the Deputy National Security Advisor. K.T., good morning.
Good morning.
Something we've talked about for years is Vladimir Putin and Kim Jong-un, but I'm not sure that we've ever talked about them in the same conversation.
That's because they haven't been together much.
Well, they got together this week, and what's your read on the Putin-Un summit?
Yeah, look, it's like two kids jumping up and down trying to get the world's attention. The world has passed them by in the last couple of months. Even the liberal media and the Democrats have moved on from the Russian collusion story. And even a North Korean missile test doesn't get Kim on the front pages these days. Putin wants to look like an international statesman and relevant. Kim wants to look important and relevant. So I kept thinking, what's the real thing going on here? It's that line from Shakespeare's Macbeth, the full of sound and fury, but signifying nothing. And look, also, because the Mueller report is now finished, Trump's exonerated, both Putin and Kim, and even the Chinese, have to realize they're going to be dealing with an emboldened Trump. They can no longer just hope to wait him out. He could even get reelected, so they're going to have to figure out how to deal with him in a way that he will deal with them.
Well, that leads into a question I was going to ask you, and that is, during the investigation, and if you're in Russia or in North Korea and you've got people monitoring all the U.S. media reports, especially if they're tuned into CNN, I would imagine you're thinking over there for the last 2 years that, you know, Trump's going to be at best a lame duck and possibly, you know, being impeached. Now that that's pretty much passed, are they having to kind of retrench and go, you know, they didn't nail him, now we got to deal with this guy?
Yeah, and I think that's the story that nobody's talking about, is what has the effect been on the nation's security by this two-year, you know, Mueller investigation and all the other media attacks against Trump, and everything Trump and everything Trump is trying to do. And they have looked at our media, which they monitor extremely closely, and they've determined, hey, we can just wait him out. I mean, he might be a tough guy and driving a hard bargain with us, but we'll just wait him out because even the American media thinks that he's on his way out the door. But you have to look and think, well, what would the Chinese have done in the negotiations we've had so far if they thought that Trump was going to be around maybe even for two terms? Could we have gotten more concessions? Could we have settled the trade war sooner? Would the NATO allies have stepped up to contribute more to our common defense? Would North Korea have been more willing to give up its nuclear weapons? I think that the damage has not just been to the divided nature of the American politic, but a weak president is perceived as a weaker president abroad. Now, I'm not saying Trump's weak, but the people who have been going after him have cast a real shadow over his administration and his ability to get things done.
No, you nailed it. The Democrats and the media have put politics ahead of our country in the sense of just playing right into the hands of Putin. This is exactly what he tried to do in 2016, and he has succeeded thanks to the media and the Democrats.
Yeah, I mean, it's not just that they put themselves and their fundraising ability and their ratings leaps in more importance than they do the nation's security. But I look at even something like the border, okay? It's such an easy fix. mean, Trump said the other day, oh, we could solve it in 45 minutes if the Democrats would only sit down to negotiate. And he's right. The solution to everybody outside of the Beltway is so obvious. Build a barrier. Call it what you want. A wall, a fence, but some structure that prevents people from just walking across. And then put a big, beautiful door in that big, beautiful wall. And increase the number of legal immigrants with preferences for merit-based immigration, which is what every other country in the world does. And then finally, give the Dreamers a path to citizenship. Everybody wins. The Dreamers, the border security people, the people worried about the enormous price tag of providing benefits to the illegal immigrants, the people seeking legal immigration. And it's so within our grasp. And, you know, look, heck, as much as Trump might want to call the wall after himself, he might even be willing to name the wall after Nancy Pelosi, you know, like the Pelosi perimeter has a certain ring about it. They just have to come back to the negotiating table.
Well, it's interesting. I played the clip from Tom Friedman, of course, the op-ed contributor at the New York Times, who has been highly critical of Donald Trump. But yeah, he said, we need a wall with a smart gate in it. So maybe we could call it the Friedman-Pelosi wall. But it was interesting to see a liberal who went down there, saw what was going on, and come back and say, yeah, we need a wall.
That's interesting, too, because I was in graduate school with Tom Friedman, and I don't think we've agreed on anything since. So I'm very happy that he's finally seen the wisdom of my approach.
And this brings up, obviously, Donald Trump and the future for Donald Trump. 2020 is coming up.
Yeah.
Washington Post ABC News poll says 56% oppose the idea of impeachment. Now, that's a very interesting number, and I don't know where the House Democrats go with that in the future. And it brings up just this whole notion of outside the Beltway, outside the 24 hours of everybody watching CNN and Fox News inside the Beltway, what's going on out there in America as far as feelings about Trump?
Well, I don't think they care. The people outside of the country, and I'm outside of the Washington Beltway, the people in the rest of the country, they don't care about this stuff. And look at what are the Democrats going to offer? They've got on the foreign policy, they have a really weak bench. There's Biden, who's had decades of experience but has been wrong on every major foreign policy issue for all those decades. He's been wrong on Iraq, on Syria, Iran, Russia, China. And the rest of them, well, they don't even have a foreign policy. So they can't run on that. And then it's pretty hard to run against Trump on the domestic issues. This is a wildly successful economy. The Democrats can't say they're going to create more jobs. There's no unemployment as it is. They can't promise to get a higher growth rate than above 3%. And so I guess they can promise to be nicer to China or North Korea or to the European allies, but I'm not sure those issues mean a whole lot to the average Americans. And if their only campaign issue is that Trump's a bad guy with a lousy personality who goes on tweet storms and Twitter tirades, the country already knows that. That's not news to anybody. That's how he got elected the first time, with people knowing he's a tough guy and a bad guy. And anyway, after a year, over a year, of the Democrats beating each other up, the 20 Democrats who think they're going to be president, whoever emerges triumphant from that scrum is not going to look too good either.
Oh, the San Francisco Chronicle even acknowledged how ugly it is going to get in the Democratic race.
Yeah, and you know, the American people, I think, are really smart and have an enormous amount of common sense, which is an uncommon virtue in Washington. I think they're smart enough to know that when you vote for president, you're not really voting for homecoming queen. You're voting for the student council president who can get things done.
K.T. McFarland, as always, thank you so much for being with us. We'll catch you next week.
It's a pleasure and an honor.
Thank you so much. It is 7:58, Saturday Morning Update, WMAL.
Whether you're buying a home or trying to lower your interest rate, finding the right mortgage company is often stressful and time-consuming. Listen this Saturday to the Mortgage Radio Show at 1 p.m. and now on Sunday at 3 p.m. The Mortgage Radio Show is your trusted source for mortgage news. Every weekend, host Teresa Strasser and Sean Metter will give you helpful tools for finding the right mortgage product to fit your needs. So tune in to WMAL every Saturday at 1 p.m. or Sunday at 3 p.m. for the latest rates and information from Network Capital Funding here on WMAL.
Washington wins.
Wow.
With 4K a day.
Thank you very much. That's great.
On WMAL, your shot at $1,000 happens four times each weekday.
Hi, I'm George. Keep listening to win $1,000.
WMAL.
And that's going to wrap it up for the Saturday Morning Update. Thank you very much for joining us. And if you sleep in on Saturday mornings, maybe don't get up before 7. We do have an hour between 6 and 7. We had a lengthy conversation with Gordon Chang about the Kim Jong-un summit. Also, what's coming up with China in the trade talks. So if you missed that, check out the podcast here at WMAL.com. Thank you again for being with us. Garden Sense, following the news next at 8 with Heather Curtis.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Your shot at $1,000, four times a day, 4K a day on WMAL, a Cumulus station.